You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listen, if somebody asks to borrow money from you at the game, be very careful because, as we're about to discover and talk about on this show, we're about to do a little community service here where we're opening up our phone lines and we are allowing you to call in and bust the person who owes you money. Now, we've already put this out on social media, and just from talking about it, we already have people who are responding. This all started because yesterday I was talking about somebody who owes me money. And there's actually two people who owe me money. The first one is, her name is Maggie. She was a salesperson at our radio station, and she owes me $1,500.
Dang.
And I think this goes back 15 years. So what would the juice be on that? If I was running, let's say, 8% interest for those 15 years.
You do the math.
I can't even do the math.
That's just it's a lot more than what she owes you. What was the $1,500 for? Do you remember?
Oh, it was a whole, it's complicated, but it was like I was doing something with the radio station that I was supposed to get paid by a client for. Mm-hmm. And she was like, just go ahead and do it. She goes, and I'll take care of it myself.
Oh, never saw that.
And it was several months worth of doing something. And then she left the station without paying.
Bailed out on
you. She quit the job and, yeah, went off. So Maggie owes me $1,500. And then the second person who owes me money is Jeremy Padgett.
Oh, why you got to bring this up?
So this was horrific that I, what was it, 10, 12 years ago?
This just came up on our Facebook memories the other day and I was playing the video.
Yeah, 10 or 12 years ago, we did this thing. Jeremy was running his mouth at me that he could beat me at bowling. And I said, I'll only do this if you agree to do a wager on it. Because you know how I like to gamble with stuff at the radio station. He's like, you bet I will. So the way we worded the bet was we would go bowling. We videoed the whole thing. And the loser had to pay the winner $1 for every point that the winner got in that game. And I think Jeremy rolled like a 130 or something like that. And I rolled a 175.
Yeah.
And Jeremy owes me $175. And it's now been over 10 years.
The clock is ticking on that one, too.
When am I going to get that money?
Oh, it's coming.
Because you know if I had lost, you know I would have paid you before we left the bowling
alley. Immediately. Yeah, immediately.
How are you raised by your parents to not pay your debts?
Still trying to pull all that together for you.
It's a smudge on your character.
It did pop up on our Facebook memories the other day, and I played it. I was like, hey, remember this? And you're like, oh, I haven't forgotten.
Listen, if you think this isn't a smudge on your character, you are
mistaken. No, it is. It's a big smudge, but it's
a smudge on your character that you can just welch on a bet like that.
I forgot about it. I forgot.
Because you would be crying all day long if it was the other way around.
Where's my money? Yeah.
So now, here's what we're doing. We're opening up our phones. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Who owes you money? And the way we're going to do it is we don't want anyone to get sued or anything.
No, yeah.
So all you can do is give us the first name and last initial.
And then how much they owe you.
And how much they owe you. Can I read some of these already?
And then are we going to accept calls from people that owe money?
Oh, I would love that.
So even if you owe money to somebody, we want to hear about that too.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. All right, listen to this from Eric. He goes, thank you for this opportunity to publicly shame Dave T. He owes me $385, and he just bought a new trailer for his ATVs, so I know he's got the money.
Come on, Dave T. Pony up.
Lana says, Tracy P. owes me $55 for our girls' night out in December. She put in all caps. So that's like, 4 months or so. Lydia says, please let the world know that Caroline M. owes me $85 for babysitting back in ninth grade. She never paid me, and it's been 9 years. Caroline, pay Lydia her $85.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Monica says, Dylan T. owes me about $750. It was $500 when I loaned it to him 10 years ago, and I figure I've got at least $250 due in interest.
This whole interest thing.
To the phones. Here comes Brianna. Brianna, good morning. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey.
So who owes you money?
Who owes me money is Jacob C.
Jacob C.
How much?
Yes, he $2,000 or more.
or more.
What's that for?
I bought him a $1,000 bed, and then he racked up phone bills and phones that I bought him. So that's another $1,000, and God knows what else.
What a jerk. Is this a friend or an ex-boyfriend?
Ex-boyfriend, and this was like 2 years ago, but I still haven't seen a penny.
And you probably
You're never
going to
see
Brianna.
It. You will never
you
see
probably
it.
Probably won't.
What Honestly. A jerk.
Honest. I like your style. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, okay? Appreciate you
see
so
you later.
Much. Here comes Allison. Good morning. So who are you calling out? First name, last initial.
Oh, it's my sister-in-law, Ladeska.
Mm-hmm. How much?
$1,100.
Ouch. What was it for?
So this is the kicker, is we are going on a family trip, and my sister-in-law is the one who pushed it and is making us go because it's for her son who's graduating high school, and he's about to go in the Navy, and she's making everyone go. And we go to book the trip, and she goes, oh, I don't have the money. Can you pay me? I'll pay you back.
Oh, my gosh. So you paid for it, and now she owes you.
Yes, and we haven't gone on the trip yet. We go in May, so we said, if you don't pay it, you're not going.
Oh, absolutely.
That's great. And it's her trip. That's what's the best. All right.
It's for her trip.
Well, good luck with that.
Hey, listen, do me a favor. Follow up with us down the road and let us know if she ever pays you the $1,100, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right,
and
good luck.
We'll call her out again. Allison, thank you very much for the call. We hope you have a great day. Let's squeeze in one more. Leanne, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Well,
I'm a little light in my pocketbook because of Maggie and Jeremy. But,
about $175 for me.
Sounds who are
like
you calling out, Leanne?
Jen F.
Okay, how much?
What does Jen owe you?
$5,000.
$5,000. What are you doing?
10 years ago.
Why did you hand somebody $5,000?
Well, a very long friendship, and we were both in California at the same time, and, you know, her stupid choices.
Easy,
with,
easy.
She has a bad picker. How about that? And this particularly bad pick, you know, cost her, I don't have money for rent, I need tires, my car has to go in the shop, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I will pay you back. Okay, yeah, 10 years.
Leanne to the rescue. And Oh no. God. Do you know where she is? Where you could find her?
Oh, you bet I do.
You better reach out today.
Do you ever kind of poke her a little bit about the money, or do you just not bring it up?
Oh, yeah. No, of course I poke her.
And what's her comeback?
Periodically, about every 3 to 5 months, she calls me.
What's her excuse?
At my birthday, and she'll say, oh, I know, you know, I am aware, I am going to, yeah, okay, good, because, you know, I'm going to need it soon. I need
to, you know,
I think of something, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a 5-year-old,
you know,
so it's easy.
Could you suggest maybe a payment plan? Would that work for her?
Maybe.
You know, maybe. Because it's the daunting fact that it's $5,000. If you said, start paying me $200 a month.
Yeah.
Try and float that and see what happens. We want to follow up on this one, too.
And stick around for just another minute or so. I'm going to read you a message that came in that's going to really just kind of pale that $5,000, okay?
Okay, but wait, before we let you go, Leanne, I want to know, is her picker any better today?
No.
Darn it.
I like your style too, Leanne. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Bye, Leanne.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
$5,000. What do you got there?
Let me roll through a few of these. My boss owes me $400, Tim G. He's owed it to me for about a year and a half. I helped him with some car repairs. How do you bring that up to your boss? It's from Jason. Right. Let's see. I'll do this one. Jenny says, my neighbor, Gabby H., owes me $25 for Girl Scout cookies from 3 years ago. And here's the biggie. And I'm not going to read the name that came in or the name that owes the money because Court was said in this message. She says, so-and-so owes me $56,000 for equity in the house my father was purchasing from her when he suddenly passed away in November. Her day in court is coming.
Oh, my God.
That is a juicy family fight right there.
Jeremy, there's a lot of money owed between people out there.
It's insane. You guys should see our Facebook messages coming in. It's nutty. And then we got to do one more call with Angela. This is pretty good.
I want to hear it. Angela, who, first name and last initial, who is it?
It is actually my spouse's mother. Oh. He owes her about $60,000 because he chose to sleep with my neighbor, AKA my best friend. And so now he has a lot of lawyer fees that he has to take care of because, well, I didn't put up with it.
No, so essentially his mom is covering the divorce fees. It sounds like,
is that
right?
What you're saying?
Okay.
Yep.
Because he screwed up and slept with your neighbor, who is your best friend. This is juicy.
Was.
This is juicy.
Was the best friend.
Oh, my gosh. I want to know all the details. Let's
go get a beer. I have so many questions, but I don't feel like we should.
I have so many questions, but yeah, we can't probably talk about.
We probably should not probe anymore on
this. Wow. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2020 was definitely, I guess 2021. That was quite the year for me.
Yeah. Gosh. Can you say, how did you find out?
He sat me down on New Year's Eve.
So he just came clean without you suspecting anything?
There was suspicions. And then it was kind of like a family intervention. His whole family was there. I thought we were having game night. And he sat me down and said, I don't love you anymore. I love your best friend.
He's got game
now. Get out
right.
of my house.
What in the world? God, Angela, you said you thought it was going to be game night on New Year's Eve.
You're like, let's play Uno.
He did that in front of everybody?
Yep. Happy New Year's.
That's a jerk move. That's the second jerk move he did. That's not cool.
Yeah. Uno.
Somebody
Uno
needs
for
to.
Me.
Uno
for
somebody you, needs yeah. to. Somebody should key his car today.
Wow. I'm
you
so sorry about all that.
Karma, Angela. Karma's going to come around. You just know it will.
Yeah, now he's 60 grand in debt, too, so.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so.
You doing okay today?
Well, happy. Yeah, I am. It's Wednesday, so happy hump day.
Don't say hump when talking about your situation.
Do that,
not good.
Angela.
That's not the right wording.
Have a blessed day. Yeah.
Bye,
Angela. Thank you for calling us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is why we do this show, is to get stories like that, man. I thought it was going to be game night.
And you know that's how he couched it. Hey, everyone's coming over for game night. Oh, cool. Let's do it.
Why does he have to do that in front of family?
I don't know. So she didn't explode on him, maybe? Go off? What a weirdo.
What a creep.
Total creep.